The 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, known commonly as Citizens United, dismantled decades of campaign finance laws and opened the money floodgates that led to secret contributions to certain political organizations. And the film Dark Money sets off using the roadmap from a familiar refrain.
You know, the number one rule of political or watchdog reporting is follow the money.
Montana-based investigative reporter John Adams is among the people filmmaker Kim Reed uses to put a face on those Excel spreadsheets, emails, and documents to explain what is dark money and why it's important.
From that point on, the challenge of the film was just sort of to hold on and follow this mystery as it's unfolding.
Campaign finance is the gateway to every other issue that you might care about.
Americans are barraged by these political advertisements that are funded by who knows whom. We don't even know if they're domestic.
And that's what Billings attorney Gene Gerusi was tasked to find out. He came out of retirement and became a special attorney general to examine whether candidates violated Montana's campaign finance laws. And if there was a case, prosecute them on behalf of then-Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell. Gerusi says after examining over 70,000 documents, he concluded Montana was among the states targeted by the National Right to Work Group. Gerusi says there's the expectation that lobbyists and others would ask lawmakers to support or oppose bills that had come before lawmakers.
That's the way it goes. But in 2010, what the National Right to Work did was come into this state and just decided we're not going to lobby anybody. We're going to pick our candidates, get our candidates elected. Then we don't have to lobby anything. They're our candidates.
What the group wanted, laws that prohibited forced union membership and payment of union dues as a condition of employment. So the film shows Gerusi in the case against former Senate Majority Leader Art Wittig. The Bozeman Republican was accused of illegally benefiting from corporate contributions and services from groups tied to the National Right to Work Committee. A jury found Wittig guilty in 2016. On appeal, the verdict was upheld by the Montana Supreme Court last August. In all, lawsuits were filed against 9 Republican candidates. All but one of the cases have been settled, and that one is set to go to trial this fall. Filmmaker Kim Reed says the unfolding of events that took place in Montana post-Citizens United is a case study of how these groups operate.
I started working on the film in 2012 and followed 3 election cycles in 12 and 14 and 16. And now that we're up on 18, you know, the same pattern that I've personally observed is just abundantly clear. Some of the specifics may shift a little bit, but there's no question that every election cycle we're seeing more and more money spent, that every election cycle we're seeing that dark money loophole be exploited more and more efficiently and more brazenly each time around.
Reed, a Montana native, is scheduled to appear with some of the subjects of the film during its viewings in Billings, Bozeman, Helena, and Missoula. The schedule can be found at our website, ypradio.org. PBS is also scheduled to show the film this fall before the midterm elections. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.